From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Bon Jovi is at the top of the album charts this week, riding a giant publicity push. John Bon Jovi's record label struck a deal with the conglomerate NBC Universal for an exclusive presence on their many TV networks. It includes appearances on morning, primetime, and late-night shows on NBC, USA Network, and Bravo. Commentator Andrew Wallenstein tries to explain the media frenzy.
It all started with an announcement on the Today Show, where host Matt Lauer welcomed John Bon Jovi.
Let's bring in John Bon Jovi, shall we? He's here to make a major announcement.
And that's just the beginning. Over the course of this month and next, Bon Jovi will have spent more time on NBC's air than the Peacock logo. They'll be on the Jay Leno Show, The Tonight Show, Saturday Night Live, just to name a few. John was even featured on Inside the Actors Studio, which is kind of weird considering he isn't exactly Meryl Streep.
VH1 has named You Give Love a Bad Name the 20th greatest hard rock song of all time. How did you all feel when the song hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100?
A number one single and then a number one.
A rock star on a series from Master Thespians. That's right, folks. Bon Jovi could be shoehorned into any show. NBC calls them artists in residence. Shills on the shelf is more like it. And I know, it's just TV. But the problem is, it doesn't stop at entertainment. NBC has even booked Bon Jovi on the Evening News for a segment about the band's charity project.
We are back, and it's time now for our Making a Difference report. And tonight we begin with John Bon Jovi. He is one of New Jersey's favorite sons.
Look, I'm sure it's a swell cause, but it makes me want to take up a collection for the preservation of traditional news values. A slot on the Evening News should not be for sale. But if this marketing arrangement tells us anything, it's that the rules of old no longer hold. The days when a band looked at TV as a place to buy a 30-second ad has given way to an age where the content and the commercial are one and the same. The least NBC Universal and Bon Jovi could have done was try some interesting integrations. I would have liked to have seen John flip any one of his luxury homes on Bravo's million-dollar listing. Or, at the very least, stand trial for crimes against decent music on Law & Order.
This one goes out to the man who minds for miracles. This one goes out to the ones in need.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter.